We'll start po with 2. What again is 2? 2 starts, then 3 generations, then 4, 100. This actually is the book of Genesis, covers 2, 3, 4. Of course, there's 1 also, pero syempre, hindi na natin alam kung kailan po nangyari yan. This is Genesis. And of course, we have the 5 leaders. And there are actually 5 books that are under this stage. By the way, we base this chronology by setting. Not by the date of writing. Like, for example, what do I mean by that? Setting is the setting, the time when the story happened. For example, the book, ano ba magandang book? May isa. Hindi, ordinary book, history book. For example, the Great Raid was written many years after the actual setting. Of course, the Great Raid was that rescue in Cabanatuan, diba? Yung World War II, when the American POWs were rescued. The setting was 1945, but the book was written way after. So iba po yung date of writing sa setting. Okay, I'm just trying to, and I'm saying that this Old Testament chronology is based on setting. Kaya po yung setting po yung basis natin to say which ones are the contemporaries. That's why here under 5 leaders, of course we have Exodus. Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Joshua. But by the way, this is just like a top view. Because kung isa side view po natin yan, we can just use our imagination. Parang ganyan po yan eh. Si architect. Okay, like Leviticus started sometime Exodus chapter 20 and ended sometime Numbers chapter 10. And Deuteronomy was written when they were already in the eastern bank of the River Jordan. Diba? Yung papasok na sila sa Promised Land. And which we can read that in Numbers chapter 22. Although, of course, Deuteronomy is the review of the whole history of the journey. And, of course, Joshua. Yeah, ito lang po yung side view. Baka malito kayo kung para saan ito. Eh. Kaya pag top view po niyan, ito ang tingin natin dyan. But really, there's a terrain involved. Kasi po, yung Deuteronomy, nakapatong yun sa Numbers. Eh. It was during their the history happens in Numbers, but they reviewed the Deuteronomy and they wrote that. Same thing with Leviticus. Now, under 6, which is the Judges, the time of the Judges, we have actually like mainly two books. But one is somewhat Tisoy in orientation. Okay, which is the First Samuel. Yan, magkarugtong po yan, hanggang dito yung First Samuel. But of course, this is Judges, and this is Ruth. Ruth 1:1, we can read that the setting of the book of Ruth was during the time of the Judges. Diba, sabi sa Ruth 1:1, in the time when the Judges rule on the land, something like that. Okay, kaya po ka-contemporary po na yan. Then 7+, during the time of the United Kingdom, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and of course, yung dalawa po rito, Kings and Chronicles. Part of the, of course, if we're going to look at this, United, user po yan, user. Okay, ibig sabihin po nito, United Kingdom. Okay, one kingdom po. Then, split kingdom when it was divided. Okay, and of course, the exile. And then the return. Return and restoration. Okay? Now, part of the exile was mentioned in Chronicles and Kings. You know, when King Jehoiakim was, sabi ko si Rito sa 2 Kings 25, there was a picture here of the time of the exile. Wala ba akong tinta sa mukha? May tinta ako sa kamay, nagkamot ako ng mukha eh. Here in 2 Kings 25:27, in the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he was the last king of Judah, well, before the exile. In the year Evil-Merodach became king of Babylon, he released Jehoiakim from prison on the 27th day of the 12th month. So, hinubad na po ni Jehoiakim yung kanyang orange na damit na may letter P dito sa likod. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a seat of honor higher than those of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim put aside his prison clothes and for the rest of his life ate regularly at the king's table. Day by day, the king gave Jehoiakim a regular allowance as long as he lived. And archaeological finds, they have this proof of parang meal stub ni Jehoiakim. No, it's actually not just a stub, but it's a thin piece of stone na merong naka-engrave yung pangalan niya. Okay, parang they believe it was like the ID of Jehoiakim whenever he's getting his allowance. Okay, so, and that is a picture of the exile. It happened here. And a lot of that also is in 2 Chronicles. And that is the part when they said that King Cyrus gave an edict telling them to go back to their own land. Diba? Kaya po natin inilalagay yung part nila under number 9. Okay? And of course, the last three historical books. Esther, Ezra, and Nehemiah. Okay, do you know that Nehemiah is one of the shortest guy in the Bible? Diba? Because he's Nehemiah. Tinalo niya po si Bildad the Shuhite. Shuhite daw eh. But the shortest was Peter because he slept in his watch. Okay. Eh, tumatahimik na kasi kayo, kaya. Okay, so these are all the narrative books. Ilan ba yan? Bilangin nga natin. 1, 6, 9, 10, 14, 17. 17 lang bang narrative, books of narrative? Tama ba? Tama, tama. 17. Now, how many books of poetry?
Five,
di ba? Now, that's why we put, ayun nga lang, medyo may konting mali po yung ating handout. If you can cross out Job, because Job is, in your handout, it's under number 4, na nakahang po rin somewhere here. I-move nyo po siya ng one step closer, parang ganyan. It should be under number 3. Because the setting is, Job was kind of like a patriarch. Parang kagaya niya po sila Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. A guy who's what's the term? Nasa dulo ng dila ako, pakibasa nga bro. Yung wala silang permanent
residence.
Nomads. Yun. Kala ko NPA sasabihin niya. But and yet, he was so rich. Parang patriarch nga. That's why I believe the setting, and most Old Testament scholars believe, the setting tells us that he's like a contemporary of the patriarchs. Kaya po yung Job dyan natin lagay. And the other books of poetry can be placed here. Under number 8, syempre po, si 7. Number 8. Other 4. Okay, of course, Psalms, although it was mainly attributed to David, it was actually a lot of them wrote Psalms, like Moses wrote a Psalm, Solomon wrote a Psalm, so, but because we want that to be accredited to David, nilagay po natin siya dyan. Tama ba sa handout nyo? Nakatapat? Sa 8. Yan. And of course, the writings of Solomon. Mga, ika nga, special writings. Sabi nga ni Terry Hall. By the way, I got the idea from Terry Hall. Naka-cite naman po siya dyan. Although we adjusted that to our view. And this is just one of the, one of the many schools of thought. In fact, iba po yung kay Terry Hall. But we adjusted it this way to fit it with our numbers of Bible history. But special writings of Solomon like Song of Songs, Proverbs, sabi nga nila, Song of Songs when Solomon was still young, like his young wife also, then Proverbs. But they said this Proverbs when it was at the height of his wisdom, although, you know, like we said, he fell. But some believe that he actually repented. That's why this was the time when he wrote Ecclesiastes. Diba? Kaya sabi niya, meaningless, meaningless. Diba? So these are the books of poetry. And Job yan. Now, the books of prophecy, medyo i-zoom na lang natin dito. Under number 8, how many books ba? 17, di ba? So 11 yung before exile. The first one we believe was Obadiah, followed by Joel, then Jonah, then Amos, then Hosea, Micah, and Isaiah. Ayan nga, sila pa nga puro ang mag... magka-contemporary. Then Nahum. Then Zephaniah. Jeremiah. And Habakkuk. Habakkuk, that's the first ad slogan. Habakkuk and a smile. Okay. Ads life, bro. Okay, so roughly, this ito po yung view natin, the chronological arrangement of the Bible. And if you notice, it's the arrangement of the books of the Bible in the Bible are not chronologically arranged. Okay, this is a school of thought that we're presenting. Then, of course, they were led to exile. Ika nga ni Terry Hall. That means Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Okay, and then the last ones, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the Italian prophet. Malachi. Okay, so malaki. Dapat daw, malaki ang bigay, di ba? Malakay 3:10. Questions with our Old Testament chronology. Okay naman, sige po. Wala po, hindi po natin ma-explain kung ba. Opo eh. Hindi natin, wala pa po ako nababasa that explains that eh. So, although they said mainly they followed the arrangement in the LXX, but even then, they did not explain why they came up with that order. So, in fact, iba po yung order ng Hebrew Bible sa Old Testament natin, although they're the same books. And even the genres are different. Like, for example, Daniel is not a prophetic book in the Hebrew Bible. Oh, history siya. Well, kasi po, di ba yung katav na tinatawag? Katav. And then, hindi kita. Katav pala is right eh. Tanak. Okay, Torah. Meaning the five books of Moses, the law. Diba? And then the Nebim, which is the prophets. And that includes the former prophets, which is from Joshua to 2 Kings. And then the latter prophets, which are from, diba yung 11 na pinakita natin? Okay, tsaka po Ezekiel, then tong tatlo. Except the Lamentations and Daniel. Lamentations and Daniel, they're included here in the Ketuvim. Ketuvim. Or the writings. And Daniel is included here. It's not even. Mas prophetic pa po para sa kanila yung Kings and Samuel compared to Daniel. That's why, di ba? Although, sabi po nila, why did the Lord call Daniel a prophet? Diba? Kaya naman tayo, naniniwala pa rin tayo na prophet talaga si Daniel. Kasi si Lord mismo nagsabi. Okay? So, kahit po yung sa Hebrew Bible, iba rin yung arrangement. That's why we can't explain why. Okay, any more questions before we get to the anti-chronology? So, kung wala po, total, nandiyan naman po, buburahin ko na po ulit. Now, the anti-chronology naman po, if we base our arranging of the books in the Old Testament by setting, this time it's the date of writing. Date of writing naman po tayo. Ayan, yan. Makikita na naman natin yung 14 sevens dyan. That's why, because of that, in our anti-chronology, everything is before 70 AD. Okay, ito po. Of course, this is a 12. Ito pa natin lagay. You say this Acts 1 to 12. Now, the dates, like this one, the very first part of this is Acts 13 to 15. And this is the very first, dito natin lagay sa taas para, it's the first missionary journey of Paul. Missionary journey number one, from Acts 13 to 15. Then MJ2, from Acts 16 to 18. And MJ3, the third missionary journey of Paul, is from Acts 18 to 21. And then 19. And the date. AD na po yan. Ayan po, para mapipicture natin yung mga year tsaka yung mga nasulat nung halimbawa binabasa po natin yung by the way, what is the first epistle that was written? Well, hindi po, tingnan natin dito ha. What happened, what took place in Acts 15?
Council in Jerusalem.
Diba? Ano pong pinagtatalunan nila noon? What were they discussing? The items of the gospel, because Paul reported that there were people in the mission field that who thought that you can actually gain salvation if you'll be a Jew, like circumcision included. That's why they settled that. Diba? Sa Council of Jerusalem. Now, what epistle was discussing that or is discussing that? Galatians, di ba? Ayun sinasabi ni ano eh. Di ba? Sabi nila, Galatians 3:1, who has bewitched you? You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Di ba? Sa Tagalog niyan, mga, gawin na lang natin parang social media. Uncontrollably laughing out loud na Galatians. Sino kumulam sa inyo? Diba? Because they're trying to say that it's by good works. But there's another epistle that was written to correct. Kasi nga, di ba, parang pendulum yan eh. Di ba? Minsan, pag may extreme, pag kinorek mo yung extreme, sa kabilang extreme pupunta. But they have to put it in the at the middle. Diba? Sabi ng iba, wala. Hindi tayo by works. What epistle answered that? Huh? No, no? James, di ba? Sabi ni James, show me your faith by your good works. Di ba? Kaya James po yung kasabay niya rito. Okay? Now, dito po pumapasok yung sinasabi mo. Pastor, 1 Thessalonians at 2 Thessalonians. Kasi nga, he was in Thessalonica, Acts 17. Kaya medyo pag-alis niya, well, at least 1 Thessalonians was written. Now, sometime this period, Paul wrote an epistle. Where was he in Acts 18? Tingnan nyo yung sa Bible nyo. Papagod na ako sa kabuklat. Diba? Nasaan ba siya ng Acts 18? Nasa Corinth. Diba? Acts 19, nasa Ephesus ba siya? Now, by the way, what epistle of Paul was written for those who are hungry? Huh? Siret? Colossians. Yon. Okay, bro. So, kumukuluan dyan eh, gutom eh. Diyan niya po sinulat yan, yung Corinthians and Romans. Sometime this year. And then, of course, you know, Acts 21 to 28, this was the time when he was on trial. Wala na pala yan. And there were books that he wrote, meaning epistles. What are those? Diba? Where was Paul during these times? Prison, diba? Kaya ito yung tinatawag na prison letters, diba? Which is like Ephesians, Colossians, yan, gutom na yan. Philippians and Philemon or Philemon. Yeah, makikita natin yan sa mismong letters niya. Like, he mentioned that he was in chains during this time. And doon sa mga ending niya, may mga binabanggit siya ng mga tao. For example, Tychicus. Sa Ephesians 6:21, makikita mo yan sa Colossians 4:7, si Tychicus. Diba? Lagyan natin. In chains. Then si Tychicus daw, Colossians 4:7, Ephesians 6:21. Yan, magkakaruntong po sila. Who else? Kaya syempre, napagdugtong po natin yung Ephesians tsaka Colossians. Pag pumunta ka naman sa Colossians, makikita mo sa 4:9, diba? Colossians 4:9, si Onesimus naman daw. Which connects us to Philemon. Diba? And also, sa Philemon 10 yun. Kahit sa Philippians, sinasabi rin ni Paul that he was in chains. Okay, so we can say that these are the contemporaries of these epistles. Again, when you read this, you know what he's going through. Diba? Acts 21 to 28. And in fact, Ephesians 6, 6 nga ba yun, yung the full armor of God, di ba? That's a picture of him, yeah, under house arrest. Kasi siguro yung bantay niya, pinapanood niya nung nagsusulat siya ng Ephesians. Di ba? Oh, the breastplate of righteousness, siguro yung kanyang bodyguard, yung kanyang gwardiya. Okay, so we all know Paul was able to get out of prison. He was freed. And what he mentioned in Romans, sabi niya kasi sa Romans, pupunta siya sa Sampaloc. Eh. Sampaloc, Manila. Spain, di ba? Sa Romans 15:24, if I'm not mistaken. Tingnan natin doon. Basa. Sa Espanya, yan. Verse 24 of Romans 15. I plan to do so when I go to Spain. Like Paul was able, in his mind, he fulfilled the Acts 1:8 at the ends of the earth. Kasi at least that was the then known world at that time. Wala pa naman, di pa naman nila alam Pilipinas nun. Si Magellan lang nag-discover, nabilog pala yung mundo. And you know, true enough, during their time, the earth was actually flat. Binilog lang ni Lord nung si Magellan. Biro lang po yun, ha? Baka sabihin nyo. But in Paul's mind, it was the ends of the earth. Feeling nga nila sa Atlantic, andun yung edge ng mundo. Ayaw lang nila puntahan dahil baka mahulog sila. But in his mind, he fulfilled Acts 1:8. He went to Spain. But you know, later on, when Nero decided to persecute Christians, pinaguhulian si Paul, si Peter, di ba? Si Mary. Peter Paul. Iba pala yan, iba pala. Okay. And he was executed sometime this period. Kaya nga, the last epistles were what they call as pastoral epistles. Diba? Sinulatan niya si Timothy. Sabi niya, I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Diba? Mamamatay na po siya nun. Feeling niya na papatayin siya. And true enough. Huh? Ayun, iba-ibang mga, okay? Kasi nakikita niyo siguro yung mga kasama niyo sa prison, isa-isa na rin pinapatay. Eh, mas leader siya, di ba? Mas, siya nagkalat ng Christianity. Di ba? Alam niya, dadatnan siya nun. Kaya, you know, he already wrote, and even Titus. And true enough, he was beheaded. Paul was beheaded. Executed. And then there's another apostle who was, right after him, was executed. He was crucified upside down. I don't know what's the added effect. In crucifixion enough is painful, pero in upside down ba siya? And that was Peter. That's why we believe 1 and 2 Peter were written during this time also. Okay? And then the last epistles, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. And then of course, Jude and Hebrews. And as we always say, Hebrews is the proof that God loves coffee. Now, meron pong isa rito, i-X nyo po. Di ba? Sobra yan eh. X nyo, dito natin siya ilalagay. If this is zoom po natin yan. Di ba? Ito yung 1st, 2nd Timothy, di ba? Titus, 1st, 2nd Peter. And 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and andito po sila bale. Yan, parang may boomerang lang dyan. Okay, we believe that the book of Acts was written during this time. Yan, yung 63 to 68. 68 to 70, we believe that John was written. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, of course, a lot of of New Testament scholars, they believe Mark was the first one that was written, but in my school of thought, it's Matthew. And Revelation is somewhere here. Kaya natin po siya hiniwalay, iba yung kanyang genre. Ayan, dyan po. But under 63 to 68. Okay, inekis nyo po ba yung nandito? Muray niya. Edit natin yan. Okay, questions po. Ito ba yung dates natin? Okay. Questions. Violent reaction. Now, when we read epistles, at least alam natin yung mga almost kasabayan niya, and we can put them in context somehow in the book of Acts. Again, the reason why Matthew, Mark, Luke are here, katapat po siya dapat nitong ano. Yan. Did you see that news like 2 weeks ago? About they discovered a copy of the gospel according to Mark, which they date as early as like 58 AD. Nakita, alam niyo kung saan nila nakita? Sa mask ng isang mummy. Kasi apparently pala yung mga pinagsusulatan nila, yung mga scrolls, pagka di na nila magamit, kinagamit nila for other reasons. And a dead person was given a mask as a mummy. Ang ginamit pa lang nilang material, yung scroll ng Mark. Okay? So, ang ganda ng pagka-discover nila. Nakita nila yung, may na-discover silang mummy na may mask. Ay, yung pagkuha nila ng mask, they realized it was like the material that they use in scrolls. Kaya ang ginawa nila, total, nag-fade yung paint ng mask. Yung binura nila, napansin nila may mga letra sa ilalim. And further studies revealed that it's part of the gospel according to Mark. Which validates the fact that, and they discovered that in Egypt, na ganun kabilis kumakalat yung mga scripture natin that time. Now imagine if it was just like more than 20 years after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Mark was already written and they already have copies in Egypt. Kaya kita natin talagang porsigido yung first generation of Christians to really disciple. Something that we need to do in the 21st century, eh, lalo na tayo ngayon, di ba? Kakasuntok pa lang ni Pacquiao, di ba? Kita mo na. Kakadunk pa lang ni Stephen Curry sa, di ba? How much more us in the 21st century, di ba? We should not hold back our discipleship. Sila nga, bro. Okay, just ano lang, siguro, if you can just Google that. Questions before we take a lunch break. Wala na po. Sige po. Sige po, Pastor. Yeah, it is a book. Yeah, you can actually buy that at Amazon. Kahit i-search nyo po, meron pa po siyang imprint pa po siya. Terry Hall. Okay? If you have no more questions, I have no more answers. Pastor Jojo? Okay, come back 1:15. Thank you so much. God bless you all.